Item on our agenda today is LU16-134889, DZM Block 20 Residential Tower. And Stacy Monroe, are you doing a steady recovery, Stacy? You still?
Slow.
Okay.
All right. Too slow for me.
All right.
But I am getting better. Thank you for asking.
We are anxious to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I'm going to be brief. I am here to present a very brief summary of the Block 20 Residential Tower project, where it's been and where we are today. Just to get you acquainted with the project or the site or anybody who wasn't in attendance last time, it's the red box up there. It's kind of the last parcel in the north-south orientation adjacent to the Fields Park. The commission saw this item on June 2nd, I believe. Staff was not recommending approval at that time. We had several outstanding items to discuss, particularly pertaining to the ground floor. So this is a quick summary of what the commission said at the last hearing, that the ground floor needs active uses, and if residential, they needed to have a live-work component. There was some strengthening of the composition on the east-west facades to feel more graceful and less disjointed. There were options discussed to increase the glazing in the spandrel and reduce the stucco. The polycarbonate material that was in the soffit of the lobby entry canopy was determined not to be a quality material. I think that's been replaced with glass. There was additional details needed, specifically the pointed end of the wallum, as they call them, and that's been provided. There was a comment about providing a more intentional contrast in the gray shades on the tower, which I believe samples are provided today. There was a comment about continuing the strong datum at the east and west base around to the north and south, and that's also been resolved with the changes to the ground floor program. Additional line drawings were requested without shadows or landscaping to clearly understand the elevations. And there was a comment about the dark color of the GFRC on the north and south elevations. So what you were provided in your packet is an abbreviated version of the initial set, which just shows the changed sheets. And I hope you appreciate this, because I would like to do this more often. It really focuses your review and our discussion. So if you disagree, let me know. But I thought this was a good solution for this project and perhaps for the next project that you'll see today, too. I have a copy of the original set if you want to reference it. And the applicant will be folding these into a final set, which we will be stamping and approving when that time comes. So, as I mentioned, I might have mentioned, the changes have been very responsive. Staff has met with the applicant and the team several times. I've revised the staff report recommending approval. There is one comment that I mentioned in my memo. The east and west, the stucco facades, some of the solutions discussed last time really lean towards increasing the glazing on those facades. Perhaps even a spandrel panel would be acceptable or was noted as acceptable. Because of energy modeling and cost associated with either of those, the applicant has chosen to do kind of a metal transom above the windows. And if the commission feels that a more glassy appearance is needed, then we could add a condition to change that panel if that were a potential solution to get this project wrapped up. And that's it. I'm going to let the applicant present the changes in detail, and I'm available for any questions.
With that facade, I'm a little bit nervous about wrapping it on the rest of the building, but it's something we can try, and you'll see that in Brad's presentation. I do disagree with Stacy, though, on her last comment about the east-west transom. At this point, we are proposing metal, and I'm not strongly proposing that. It's an additional cost to the project, and I'm not sure that the that there is really a difference if you add glass or metal. I think there's a shadow line there that will be there regardless, so I would ask that you take a close look at that. I will tell you that adding additional glass is something we haven't been looking at just because the cost is significant. So Brad will talk to how large those areas are already, and I'll be quiet and let you start.
Hello, I'm Brad Dimby. I'm the product designer on this project from Bora. I guess because we're supposed to state it, 720 Southwest Washington, Portland 97205 is our address. I'm joined with Leslie Cliff, also from Bora. She's a project manager on this project and has a lot of project architect skills, so she'll be able to help with any technical questions.
Can you speak a little louder?
Sure. Let me see if I can get this a little closer. All right. Can you hear me now? Better? Okay. So just starting out, based on Stacy's comments, we kind of boiled it down to the same list, and it seemed to us there was one really major concern last time. It was about the retail at ground level. That was the kind of big bone program change that we needed to look at. And then there were also some material and aesthetic issues, such as the gray shade change, wanting to be more intentional with that. The stucco detail that Stacy mentioned, the entry canopy material, and how we're dealing with the punched openings on the east and west. So we'll start with the big one first, the retail on the ground level. And the way I've kind of set these slides up is a sort of previous and current. And so previous is where we were last time. You get the idea. So this is where we were last time. And we essentially had a little bit of retail, or flex retail, in the southwest corner of Pettigrew and 12th. And we were using our what we call our park lobby on Fields Park as a potential future flex retail space. So you mentioned that that was not enough retail at ground level, so we heard you. And we basically have wrapped the entire ground floor in flex retail space. But we've taken back our lobby, park lobby, but it would still be used by these retail spaces. And I'll explain that in just a second when we get to the plans. I'm going to move kind of fast because we have a short time schedule, so let me know if you need me to slow down or go on something else. So here's where we are now. So all the orange represents either flex. It's all flex retail space, but we're going to designate the use for all of these units on 11th and Pettigrew going down the hill to this point as retail, and we're going to designate the use of this as office along 12th. It's not that they couldn't be changed in the future. It's just what kind of makes sense, and you have to pick one at this point, office or retail, city requirement. We imagine that, kind of based on comments that you guys had last time, the size of these spaces might range from 500 square feet up to 800 square feet. Let's just say you wanted to do a three-lane bowling alley with beer. You could take all of these, and you could make that. Just as an example, something you could do. But in the city right now, I think what's happening is more of these kind of small spaces that I think Commissioner Ballester mentioned in our last DR hearing. But what we're imagining is people that have these spaces have the ability to use the amenities on the ground level. So it's a perk, basically, if you have one of these little spaces. You can use the fitness room, the bike room, and even the dog washing station if you need to. But mostly, I think we're interested in using this, activating the park lobby by having this space be a kind of communal gathering space and kind of impromptu conference space. A lot of our kind of Pearl District Neighborhood Association meetings were in spaces like this for this project and for previous projects. So we think that would be a successful way to activate that. And then now we're going to kind of go around block by block and look at the plan and elevation together. This is the north elevation. Is you can see it's all curtain wall. And the way we've rendered it is the kind of gray is all curtain wall. And up above where it's punched openings, that's the units. So starting at the park lobby, you go down an internal corridor to the other main lobby, which is a double height space. We're going to try to activate this wall of the bike room with a kind of wood workbench, some stools, and some seating area to make it a little bit more active. And especially with all this retail space in the building, it might be more used. Wrapping around, so this is previously what this elevation looked like. And now this is the least changed because it was already basically all glass. We've gotten a little more realistic about the glass. It's going to be a butt glazed curtain wall system, so the mullions will be quite thin. Wrapping around to a more impacted elevation, the 11th Avenue elevation, as you can see, it's all retail along this face and a little park lobby on the northeast corner. And because the grade is still kind of challenging and we still have to maintain stormwater runoff on our property, we are integrating the stormwater planters in front of this facade. We are checking to see if we can move some of it down to this corner, which would get rid of it a little bit in front of here, but that's kind of a civil issue that we're dealing with. But the main idea here is that we're lowering what was raised planters before down to grade, and we're letting them distinguish between the units. So previously, you can see those old planters that were above. Now, they're below, and we just have a whole lot more glass, kind of floor to ceiling. We have to have kind of flexibility, so above these areas in here, we're going to have the custom perforated mechanical screen so that as future retailers come in, they can plug and play wherever they need to for their HVAC needs. Wrapping around the corner, going down Pettigrove, this is the most challenging elevation because of all the stepping down the facade. You can see here what we're doing is stepping down the hill. So these two share a kind of entry area, and these two share an entry area because of the way it steps so drastically down the hill. And on all elevations, we're trying to push the curtain wall as low as possible and as high as possible, both because I think it would be good for retail, but also I think it makes a nice kind of diagram about what's residential versus what's retail. We are providing a recycling room based on just past experience in these buildings. There are so many retail spaces now, they need to have their own dedicated space. And this is our egress stair anyway, so we think that's a good way of kind of conjoining those two uses. And then down at this corner, here's the entry into the flex office space. So this is what it looked like before, where we had a little retail down in this corner, and this was a unit before and a unit here before. And now, much like the north, we've basically stepped glass all the way down the street. We're using this kind of bronze-colored perf panel on this, like kind of like the service entry, which we'll see on 12th, as a kind of meaningful diagrammatic way of saying this is where exits are and this is where recycling rooms are. And then we're using canopies that are also in the same color material here, here, and here, wherever retail is and at the main lobby, to basically say this is where people belong and should go. So, and then we have a little detail of what that canopy would look like at one of the retail units. So it's a very thin dimension canopy with a signage, blade signage that would hang below. Because the way people get to this retail is down the hill. You're kind of coming along the side of the building versus coming to the face of it. So we think it's better to have it perpendicular to the facade. And then we're trying to sneakily add in a way of ventilating and the retail space above the canopy so you don't really see that grill, even though it will be a nice custom perforated metal panel. So wrapping around to 12th, this is where we're saying that office space would be. We are in the 100-year floodplain, and we were having trouble getting entry off of this facade into this. This is like our first opportunity to get above the floodplain to get into this unit. That's why we had these kind of speed bumps in the garage. You actually kind of get above the water line. It's a city requirement now that you get above the 100-year floodplain. And that's why our lobby is up here and the lobby door is over here. So we basically opted to instead, well, this is where we were before, and I'll show you the difference. So instead what we did is we added as much glass as possible. So we lowered it all the way down, and there's no spandrel. It's all vision glazing. Got it as high up to the slab as possible. Added a little more glass vertically over here. But essentially, this is a sort of slightly changed elevation. You can kind of see there's just a little bit more glass in this elevation than before.
Would you go back to the previous and flip between those a few times?
Yep.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So current.
This is current. Mm-hmm. This also helped us resolve. So by pushing the curtain wall all the way up to the underside of slab around the whole, basically every ground floor elevation, we're able to resolve some issues of alignment around the building with the Equitone panels and so forth. So that was sort of our biggest challenge, was getting all the retail on the ground floor all the way around. So the next thing we looked at was this color variation. That was one of the questions about material. And we brought some samples here that would be better to kind of see the difference than it would be to kind of see it on a screen. But this is the base color of the building. So that would be up, you know, everywhere else that's not these pockets that are darker. And I'll pass it around.
That again, everywhere that what?
Everywhere that's the kind of base color of the whole building is the color that Commissioner Elders is holding right now. And then in these pockets, you can see there's some darker areas in here. And this is precisely what the comment was about, is you couldn't really see. So we tried to pick a color that's a little bit darker. So this is where we were before in terms of the color two. And this is where we're going, which is a darker color. So I think it was just more of a comment about be a little more intentional than what we were being before. We were a little too subtle. And so if you see the two side by side, sorry, we're basically saying this was where we were before. It was a little too subtle. This is where the direction we're heading now. I mean, I think it's better to see it on the sample. But what we don't want to do, and this is why we brought the Equitone panel itself, is we don't want the, we don't want the color that's the darker kind of, we'll say, middle gray color to compete too much with the darkness or the grayness of the Equitone panel. So combined with that was a question about how you finish this.
Yeah.
So we provided a detail of how you would finish on either side of our deck dividers, which Stacey affectionately called a wallum. And basically, this is a kind of standard metal corner bead that would wrap around the end of the point of one of these wallums. And you would just screed the stucco to this point. It's kind of a nice crisp edge. So whether it's the same color on both sides, or in the rare occasions where it's a darker color on one side and a lighter color on the other, you have a place to stop in the field and have a nice crisp edge. Moving on to the next issue was about before we had polycarbonate as the light filtering material below the soffit of the main lobby canopy. So there's a LED light fixture up in our canopy, and we had polycarbonate across here. Now what we're basically doing is putting a horizontal plane of curtain wall that will span that whole distance of the lobby canopy, and it will be glass, translucent glass. So it's a higher quality material, and we think it's an improvement to that canopy as well. And we vetted this with our curtain wall manufacturer that it's possible. So this is the trickiest one that Tiffany was mentioning before. We did some basic math on the square footage of glass you would add to this project over a 21-story building that's 350,000 square feet or so. And it was a bust on the energy model to put transparent glass above our windows. Spandrels is as expensive as glass. So what we were wondering is that if the goal is to kind of extend the language of the window punches from floor to ceiling, which is, I think, part of what the issue was, is there a way of extending the language of a window punch? If it's glass, and then there is the color, our metal panel color, which is this kind of like lighter gray that you're welcome to look at if you want, or darker gray, sorry. Can you add that material above, which would essentially serve to isolate the stucco panels in between and create a language where the window and this metal panel is, so that they're kind of seemingly riding between the two floor levels versus having what I think the problem before is that you kind of get these arches. This is the previous on the left of stucco that kind of go up and over the windows at each deck, Whereas with this version, we're basically saying that's interrupted. And when you look at the elevation as a whole, diagrammatically, you start to read these as more vertical elements between windows. You start to see the stucco more as vertical elements between windows, which is kind of like what the deck dividers are doing as well. They're kind of these strong elements. And then for fun, I tried to put it on our renderings. So on the left, and it's a little washed out, but and on the left, we don't have it there. There's no metal panel. You can see that there's stucco faces above the windows. In shadow, as Tiffany was mentioning earlier, it's harder to see that they would even be there. On the right, I've added in a darker color for what these zones would be that have the darker stucco color. And then you can kind of see them above the panels here. And then when they get in full daylight up at the top, you definitely see them more. And we would propose this would happen on the podium as well as up in the tower. So it's a subtle change, but I think it does kind of reinforce a more verticality on a building that otherwise has a lot of horizontality. It's something we were actually fine with this before, to be completely honest and frank. But this is something that we're okay with doing if it was required. And just to kind of wrap up and look at the elevations globally, this is our previous elevation, full height elevations of the north and east elevations. And this is where we've gone. So a little more glassy on Quimby, and then a lot more glassy on the east elevation along 11th. So a lot more retail. More darker gray stucco and some metal panels up above. This is where we were previously on Pettigrove and 12th. So as you can see, particularly along Pettigrove, there's a lot more retail, a lot more glazing. And then on the west elevation along 12th, the darker stucco and the metal panel above the windows. And this is how we would imagine at night you might see this building with the metal panels above. So this rendering has not been updated at the street level. It's just about the kind of gray in the metal panel. So that's basically our presentation today.
All right. Thank you. Questions?
So you said the amenities on the ground floor will be used by all the retail that you've added, correct?
Or anyone in the building.
Anyone in the building as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What are you guys kind of envisioning as your tenant base that you're looking at in terms of retail? Or is it just kind of...
They're for sale.
Yeah, right,
retail is for sale spaces. It could be, a whole host of things, I guess. I mean, the retail that's up in that area right now, there's a coffee shop across right. The park at the Encore. There's, I believe, a pizza place going into the Cosmopolitan that's mm-hmm. being finished now. It's up for grabs. There's a lot of retail here.
Yeah, so it feels like a lot of retail.
It's a lot of retail here, for sure.
You say the retail is going to be individual condominiums?
Yes.
Rather than just common ownership as one condominium?
Right, individual condominiums. That's right.
I had a couple of questions.
Sure.
How are you going to detail that metal above the windows? Is it recessed? Is it on the same plane as the surrounding wall?
Or it would be in the same plane as the metal frame of the window system.
So it's going to be recessed.
A little bit recessed. Exactly. Sure.
Yeah. So it's going to read. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think the intent is just like the wallums are kind of protruding out, that the stucco panels that are in between that are flat against the back wall start to read as more monolithic slabs.
And had you thought about maybe putting the vents that are currently in the white stucco into the dark so they disappear a little more?
Well, that's the bedroom. So we don't want to introduce bulkheads and kind of crazy ceilings in the space. We'd like to kind of keep them as clean as possible.
Yeah, I had the same question, Don, because you've got the fireplace vent and what looks like an exhaust vent.
It's an exhaust vent, right.
There's two right now, right?
On the elevation, right. There's a fireplace vent in that.
I wondered about the same thing.
Yeah.
Particularly the fireplace ones, because they are they're a thing, right? On
the, right. On the yeah, they're a cylinder about that big that sticks out about that far. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And you're going to have how many of those on the?
They're only now in the tower. They're only on the east and west elevation. And now there's we've reduced. Actually, we're down to basically just on the 43 total. So it's a lot less than, for instance, the Cosmopolitan has.
Yeah. How do you feel? What's your opinion of the white stucco versus the addition of the metal panel?
You know, I would say the metal panel addition is, you know, it's not a game changer for us. I think that we actually liked the stucco as the whole back wall of the building, and that back wall was kind of folding out to become the Wollums.
Mm-hmm.
We essentially did this study because of comments that you guys had, but I don't think it's it didn't make an unimprovement of our project to add the metal panel above, but I think it's in our eyes kind of a wash. That's, you know, $100,000 add, to be completely frank.
My concern about the windows was that it had a kind of a suburban feel to the scale or something about it. When you add the metal panel, it now kind of defeats the cubbyhole-ism of the design in a little bit. So I'm kind of a fence sitter here. I'll be anxious to hear from other commissioners. Don't know whether the original design is better. So I'd be anxious to hear from my fellow commissioners.
I think one thing that's interesting is the scale of the windows is maybe a little hard to understand. They're actually quite large. They're already custom. They're 8'6" tall by 4 foot. And we're doing sliders at the living spaces, so they can get no bigger than this, and a human can move them.
Something about the geometry is just
Just a question about, if I can build on what you're talking about.
Yes.
Just in terms of the relationship between the back wall and the Wollums, right? So you've got a frame you're creating with the Wollums and what the horizontal decks and things. So those are one thing, and you're modulated them vertically. They kind of change shape and angle and width and things. So what's the relationship of that aperture to the back wall? That's where I think our whole comments lie, is the relationship between the frame and the Wollums, which are one thing, that are framing your apertures, and then the back wall and the relationship of that to the wall. So that's what's in my mind not clear.
You want the base of the windows to come up so it's centered. I mean, I know that's not the intent, that's what I keep fighting.
Right. I think for us, the importance of having stucco on that back wall is that it is a language that creates a surface along that back wall that reaches out towards the deck edge. If we were to, for instance, raise the sill of the windows, I think, as you might be suggesting, that would be something that wouldn't hurt that. I think for us, it's more about kind of continuity of material on the east and west elevations versus the north and south, which is kind of diagrammatically is what the building's kind of all about.
So when you made these changes and you've got your very strong conceptual idea here that's been very strong horizontally, and then and now with the change of the metal, you've got these other vertical elements now. And I just wondered about two things, material and form relative to these verticals and these verticals. You know, and so, I mean, is that a good spot now?
For me, the variety of the widths of the back wall stucco panels. So, for instance, when I look at on the left, you know, this width, these all vary, which provide a variety from right to left along the facade instead of them all being the same equal width. This, by adding the metal panel over the windows, it makes this more strongly a vertical, kind of cutting across the horizontal. To be completely honest, I think this idea of having more stucco on the back wall is preferable to us.
Is the glass going to be mirrored, or is it?
No, it's like probably the rendering was set at maybe 10 o'clock in the morning or something like that. It's a fairly transparent glass. In fact, we brought a sample to see it. Yeah. No, there's no spandrel right now in the project, and there's no mirrored glass. We're at the energy model level where we have something in and it doesn't have to be so reflective.
Okay.
So this glass is our curtain wall glazing, which is a little more transparent because it has to be down at the retail level.
What's this one then?
That's at the retail level, so that's all the curtain wall that's down on ground on level one and two.
It's a little bit of color in it.
A little bit, yeah. And then this one, these are a little preliminary, but they're heading in the right direction, I think. This is for everything else.
Where's this one?
This is at every punched window in the building.
So it's slightly different color? It looks pretty similar.
It's pretty similar. One's a little more transparent than the other. Yeah. Yeah. But I think the windows that are at the back walls of those decks, you know, in reality, most of the day, they're going to be appear dark.
Right.
I have a question relative to just the kind of color elements here. I assume you started out with, like, those colors weren't there, the shifts, and then they got layered on at some point. So what you've got a very strong north-south kind of dark edge, and then it's more punched windows like you talked about. And then this this honeycomb kind of element. How does that kind of reinforce the idea here or make it better or further the concept relative to those to kind of the east, west, and north, south?
So I think maybe it's best to look at the elevations, like two together here. So for us, it was a way on the east and west elevation to kind of create a little more movement across the facade versus purely horizontal.
So you've got your wallums that are kind of doing that, right?
They're shifting a bit, yes.
And
it accentuates that, whether they shift, it accentuates a bit.
Always that fascinates me. So why that one and not that one? And that one. So what? That's the part that for me just is it
a sense of proportion? I guess would be
personal preference. I mean,
I think it's just a sense of proportion. To a certain degree, we wanted the taller one higher in the building to elongate the length of the building, and we wanted three because two and four are bad. One, three, and five are good.
Sure. All right. Okay. Any other questions?
I have one other question.
Sure.
Almost the entire ground floor is glass, except for those four GFRC panels.
On the east side.
Yeah, sure. Why are those there?
So one issue we have is, maybe I'll go to the enlarged elevations of that. We have to get water to these planters is the main reason. So we need something solid there. Additionally, so basically there's a planter that corresponds to each one of these that comes down. We're also trying to hide a column or two, that kind of thing. But we try to make them roughly the proportion of a panel that's up in the tower somewhere and put them down there. It was a little bit of a trying to figure out the best way of doing that, but that's basically why they're there.
So your previous tower, I'm sure we're a block or so away, did that all in glass and spandrel. So was that something you looked at here versus?
You know, it's one of those things where if there is no spandrel and just doing four panels of it or five panels of it to kind of do it, it just felt more like the language of our building in general, including on 12th. We do have some on 12th. Let's see, down here. So this is the new version. We have a little here and a little here. And also on 12th, because of you can't have anything lower than this, we couldn't have a balcony level here. We couldn't drag down another balcony level here because of height restrictions. So we ended up having to have some more punched windows here for the units that are here. They just don't have a deck, basically. So we...
You could ask for a modification.
No.
Not
for that one. I think it's a truck banger kind of issue.
Okay.
Yeah. So
your own low.
But essentially, it was a prerogative we took just based on... We only wanted a few materials in our building. We don't want to add an additional spandrel material if we don't have to.
Last time when you were here, we had, I think I was the loudmouth, a lot of discussion about micro retail and energizing the hood with a different kind of retail that might not be able to pay Pearl rents, if you will. But they're condoized. What kind of thinking, you know, where are you on that? I mean, I think there's definitely a need for office space, one person shops in the, I mean, my wife and I are looking for permanent, you know, office space someplace. So I think it's a total winner as office space. But in terms of making available to a retail proprietor, a startup or something a little less pearlesque, I'm wondering if, you know, do you see them getting access or, I mean, did you, what are your thoughts? I mean, you made a, you made a huge shift here to go from housing to retail. And I really wanted to work, but I mean.
Right, I did. Huge.
Yeah, so I'm now I'm going the other side. Now I'm a little nervous. I'm a little worried.
Where were you last time?
Sad the contrarian.
Right.
I know. So a huge shift, you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling, you know, like, wow, this is a slam dunk. It makes me nervous.
Yeah.
And I did, even though I walked past 17 every day, I took a closer look. And I agree and disagree. Yes, it's residential on that block. And yes, the drapes are pulled down in half of the units, let's say. So it's not very inviting, but those people are at work. And hopefully it's more active in the evenings along the park. Everybody has outdoor furniture. There's dog bowls. There's pieces of art. So I think there's some activation there. When I get to Pettigrove, there are four units on Block 17. Two are vacant. They're two-story units, vacant ones. And the other two have tenants. And I think it works quite well. But I ask myself, you know, why are those vacant? Is it because they're two-story residential? So in thinking about that and going back with our team, you can see that the retail, we call it here, is, you know, it's pretty small, 500, 600 square feet. And we've still added a bathroom and a kitchen in, just small, because I think that will start out with office, being office.
Right.
I don't see, you know, retail works if it's continuous. It's not going to...
Spotty.
All of a sudden, hey, I want to be in this block. And that's what bothers me a little bit about this. We tried this on the Cosmopolitan, and it sold well because it sold. And what people were able to do is use the amenities of the building. So what was attractive is I've got this space. I'm not necessarily sure what I'm going to do with it, but, wow, I get to use a fitness room, and I get to go to the dog wash, and I get a parking space, which is pretty rare. So that's kind of the way to get some interest, I think, on these spaces.
Okay.
Probably on the park more successful because you're on the park. Pettigrove makes me nervous. I think it's a quiet street. I think it will be more residential as it goes down to Wallace. It's, you know, this green street that we've already all approved, the A, B, or C options. Not a lot of traffic. So I'm a little bit nervous about whether that should really still be residential. 12th is a service street, and I think you could entice a WeWork or somebody on that corner. So I had the team sketch out actually office, and I feel okay about that. So there's four on Pettigrove that make me nervous, to be honest with you. But I think, you know, we'll give some flexibility of the first buyers if they want that space to be 400 square feet or if they want it to be 8.
Okay.
I think that's
that was part
that's
of
what
my...
the attractive,
yeah.
I hope, part of
the lure. The lure could be also some of the people buying the units above wanting
that's right.
to have,
yeah. right.
have a little office,
want an office space, a little more. But
yeah,
I see it more, especially when you use a condo in that area, is more of a small office.
Yeah.
Did you look at the 6th Street mix of tenants?
I did look at that. Yeah, I think that's I think that's unusual but, how well that's
well, it took
done
a, it,
in
it,
an odd
it
place.
Didn't happen instantly either. Frankly, it took a couple of years.
Right.
Oh, Northeast 6th.
6th and Cooch.
Cooch.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's sort of the mix I would imagine you might end up with.
And
here.
That's what makes me a little nervous, Don. You just said it, the 2 years. So now we kind of defeat the purpose if we have vacant space out there. So I'm thinking and keeping these small. Now, we own all of our retail, and we've continued to do that from the day one just so we can control it. That we could switch back and do that. We'll see what the response is, and I'll probably have to price it appropriately.
Well, that gives you more flexibility,
of
course, to expand and select.
And we did see on the Cosmopolitan that all the Overton spaces were purchased People don't necessarily know what they're going to do with mm-hmm. them at this point. A couple do. But just to somebody just said it, the people in the units have purchased mm-hmm. another unit, mm-hmm. you know, oh. for their office or mm-hmm. their kid or, you know, a whole host of things. So I'm hoping that's what happens yeah. here.
I've just got one other niggling comment. These individual little units need signage identification.
Yeah.
Is there some, and I don't see any obvious way to put signage on the front of the building or hang it off of canopies. Mm-hmm. So you might look at some mm-hmm. ways of maybe adding a canopy over the entrance that you can hang a little blade sign on or something.
Go to that.
Yes, Rod.
That's the wrong street.
On 11th, which is going down this way, mm-hmm. this is the canopy above.
Okay, so they could hang stuff.
They could hang from the concrete.
Yeah, that sure. kind of enlivens the street a little bit also.
And I think, you know, on the detail of where there is a canopy along the north, I'm sorry, I think it's up this way more, on the north and south elevations where we do have canopies, mm-hmm. it will have it built into the system. You know, part of it is if somebody buys it, you have to kind of take it out, put a new one in. So we'll have to devise the best way, but it will be similar to this, a kind of blade sign that hangs down.
Yeah. Yep. Those work great.
Yep, yeah. Great.
Yeah, activity. Yeah, visual stuff. And counters the simplicity of the building a little bit.
I did have one other question. About the east elevation, the kind of penthouse floor, top floor.
That's right.
As I recall, that's, is it the upper part of that?
Up here.
Is that masking mechanical or is it?
Yes, it's, so if we look at, maybe the best way of looking at it is, oddly, in this slide. So if you can see this height of the building matches this height. So this whole area above here is the mechanical level, and we're screening the mechanical room with a screen, basically. Right. So you'll never see that little doghouse / trailer on top of the roof.
Right. So if you could go one of the elevations that illustrates this a little more clearly. I was just curious about the scale of the metal panel up here.
Okay.
And yeah.
So they do change. So what we've done is because the outside walls running along that side of the building are angled back in,
right.
we basically have continued that language up horizontally across the top to kind of create an overall frame for the building. And then we varied the depth of those where they hit the back wall to give more variety about how shadow and light will play at the top of the building.
Right. So that one, this will be much more visible than any of these others because of the shadow line.
Right.
It's pretty consistent here. And
the floor-to-floor is higher up there. So we do have transom glass over the window systems there already to get up to that ceiling height. So at these levels, which are actually they're higher floor-to-floor than the ones below, the panels are actually the same as what would be below. It's not until you get to the very top floor where we're also masking the mechanical space that it gets very vertical. It's a lot taller. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to do these angles back to the building to right. mitigate that sheer face.
Can you go back to the elevation that shows the side-by-side where it's more stucco versus?
Sure. The reason I did it on this perspectival rendering is because I think the shadows under the decks will play a big part into how you perceive these. And you're kind of always, you know, you'll never see a building this way. You're always going to be looking up at it. So you'll see the bottom of a deck, which is actually going to be skim coated and painted to match the color of the base color, whatever it is, whether it's a darker color or the lighter. So that whole frame that will be like a room, basically, framed out in the same color.
Yeah. All right. And there's no one to testify, as I recall, right? Okay. So we can discuss and keep them at the table if you want. It doesn't seem like there's a lot, right? Some maybe little details, if any. So are there? I mean, Don, you mentioned the vents, and yeah. I mean, it's...
That'd be preferable if that can be done.
Yeah. I don't know how that... But, I mean, there's like 20-something on each side. Is that what you're saying? There's 43 fireplace vents?
Oh, you mean the fireplace vents? Yeah. Yes. They're scattered around the building, but they're only at the two bedrooms plus a den, which occupied this zone and this zone in the tower. There isn't one in here.
Okay.
It's only kind of like right here. And right here, running down the building.
So in between, at every floor right in here, there's a fireplace vent?
Yes.
Okay. And is it tucked up pretty? I can't recall.
It's as high as we can get it per code.
Sure.
Without getting too close to the soffit above and get it above. You have to get away from a window at a certain distance, and you have to get it above a person's head at a certain distance. So it's really kind of where it can be based on all that, just parameters.
Yeah.
But it would be in the kind of shadow zone of the
ring. Your glazing framing frame finish is what?
It's metal. It's aluminum. It's powder coated.
It's
not anodized. Yeah.
A grayish color or what?
It's passed around. I can grab it for you.
Okay. And then, so I assume your vent finishes are going to, like the ones on the stucco, are they going to be matched the stucco so that they kind of disappear?
Yes, it's a perforated panel that's very flush, and it would be the same color as the stucco.
And then that fireplace vent usually is a stainless steel.
Stainless steel is the higher quality finish. You can actually paint them, but the finish doesn't last. Yeah.
It's just a paint. Yeah. Okay. That it? Anything relative to stucco color? Everything okay there? All the materials? I mean, it's a fiber cement material, that we know that, right? So how is it that much better than your typical fiber cement? I don't think we've...
You mean the north and south elevation material?
Yeah, the Equitone that's on the east.
It's integrally colored is the main thing. It's not you don't paint it.
Right, right.
So it's very different from like a residential hardy plank or something like that. And it's very high quality. The difference also is it's very rigid, so you can conceal the fasteners, which was one thing we really liked. And also, in this particular version of it, you can get the raked version, which is over there, which is a kind of routed outboard. Right. So it provides a texture, I think, that you can't get in a lot of fiber cement. And scale-wise, you can go 4x10 panel because it's so rigid.
My comment's minor. I sort of appreciate the more stucco. It just feels more natural to me, less confusing. It just translates better to me.
Which one?
The original.
On the left.
The original.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I disagree.
Yeah.
But there are five or six of us, though.
This one's interesting in that the result is just kind of series of flat, consistent verticals, and then these kind of three-dimensional changing verticals. And but it's a totally different.
Maybe it's just the execution of it,
right?
It's interesting because the current version, since it does reinforce the vertical, also now shares something with the north and south sides, which have the vertical striation. So it has a relationship. I still don't know whether the east and west are any better, but.
And that's a relationship that I think strengthens the building, because you will never see a flat elevation. It's always in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there is a reference to those north and south elevations, I think, strengthens the east and west.
And then what about this up here? Does it need to have them up at this point, or do these verticals kind of end up here and become part of that, or is this good the way it is? Because this metal panel is actually quite tall, isn't it? It's like 7 feet or 8 feet.
I think we would imagine that it could be nicer to have it not go that high. Be nicer, I think, maybe if it was the original version that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of an odd termination to it all.
That does it, at the top. That doesn't matter.
If you felt that would be preferable,
I think we would agree with that for sure.
I think I'm leaning towards the original.
Me too.
Yeah. I think I like the metal panel a little more. Picks up the verticality. Particularly, it does something real nice in this piece right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It turns that into a vertical element.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the slightly darker color, these pop out a little more as separate elements almost. You know.
And those windows are actually going to read dark most of the time. Oh, the windows will actually be dark most of the time.
Mostly, yeah.
Whereas here...
When window coverings are off.
Right.
It'll look a little more like this.
I know, right. And the elevations in our packet, I think, kind of reflect that well.
Well, the elevations, the render ones we have today, the current, are not in that packet.
Right.
But we do have that elevation in your smaller packet that you have.
So I'd like to have a discussion among the commission about the stucco, the original stucco versus the metal panel, and I'd like to get a nose count so that I can hear who's where and we can have a discussion.
So at the first hearing, the stucco was not an issue for me. So even though I do like the metal panel solution, either solution is adequate, and I think it's passable either way.
Okay.
It's not enough of an issue for me to, you know, choose either way. I just like the way the building translates with the previous.
With this all stucco.
Yeah, with the all stucco.
Yep. Yeah. And Don?
Yeah, I prefer the new version. Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer the new version, but it's passable for me without it, without the metal panel.
Yeah. I prefer the new version with the modification of making that kind of eliminating it at that point, so there's a termination to that. So I just think it's more, it's clearer about, to me, but that's
it. So it seems like it's a better composition.
Yeah. Yeah.
That way,
that's
with
what I think.
Vertical,
yeah.
Strong horizontals. The horizontals are going to read very strong regardless.
Yeah. The windows don't appear punched.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is one of the essential differences between the east and west elevation and north and south elevation. So.
Yeah, the punch ones always
stucco plane
a little
that they're punched in was the original, and then this one, they basically become their own. They kind of an alternating piece.
We were looking for transparency. The metal kind of gives a little bit of that illusion.
Right. Yeah,
not quite there.
Right. So
okay.
All right. So where are we then?
So that means I'm in the position of voting for the new scheme.
That means what?
That puts me in the position of voting for the new scheme.
It does.
Yeah.
That discussion right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because we were 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So basically, just to clarify, eliminate the metal panel up here.
Yeah, that's fine.
If everyone's good with that. And then the metal panels above the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? And then that's it, right?
Yeah,
that's about it, right?
Proposed color scheme.
Jessica, you brought up the first floor fiber cement.
Right, but.
It's okay with that?
Okay. Totally fine.
All right.
First floor is much improved, I don't think.
Yes. Okay, if we have, why don't we just have some comments? We're wrapped up, and I'm going to close the record, so you can go have a more comfortable seat, or maybe it's less comfortable, I'm sure. And then let's just kind of have some wrap-up comments about this, and then we can make a motion. So how would you like to, who would like to go? Don, you were in mid-sentence. I stopped.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's much improved. I'm pretty happy with the way it's transitioned from the prior meeting, particularly on the ground floor. They've added a tremendous amount of glass and potentially a lot of activity on the ground floor, which is what we were asking for. So satisfied that requirements.
Yep.
And the building itself, I think, remains a very strong building.
Mm-hmm.
I can certainly support it the way it is.
Yep. Okay. Jessica?
I agree with those comments.
Okay. Dad?
This developer and this architect have consistently come before us with outstanding projects the first visit and then listened to what we said and made many of those improvements on the second visit. It's extraordinary. It's fantastic to have you here. We appreciate it. Yeah, well, no, I might buy one of those spaces, but yeah, right. No, but I mean, the point is that This is a challenging process for a lot of developers and a lot of firms in town, and so it's really a pleasure when a project comes in this evolved and this well thought out, and a developer who's willing to listen and make a few changes, hopefully for the better of the project. So come back often.
Early and often. Okay.
So I think the massing of the building is really its strength. The tower, the dimensions of the tower and how they sit on the podium is just a really nice scheme adjacent to the park. And the revisions that have been made since the last visit at the ground floor are generally pretty good. They're very good. I feel as though the datum that is struck across the east and the west is not fully resolved yet at the north and the south, but that is largely driven by program inside the building, and I can see why it is the way that it is. So I think that it's a very nicely designed building and will be a great addition to the neighborhood.
Andrew?
I agree with those comments. I think it's a great building. I think the retail on the ground floor is going to be a challenge. But other than that, I think it's a great addition.
Okay. And I have to agree. The guidelines, and I think the way we start a project and, look, and evaluating and looking at it is the first floor. And you've made all these incredible changes to address that those concerns we had before, and it just I know I'm not the investor, so I'm not worried about it, but from that point, because I think it's so great, people are just going to flock to it. Its location across from the park and next to your other three towers and the other towers going in, there's just this intense level of activity that's going to happen just by virtue of critical mass at this point. So our fingers are crossed for you and incredible success on this project. And thank you very much for responding to our comments and kind of showing us a bit of respect. We really thank you for that. So best of luck to you. So so we need a motion.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to approve this project as presented, but with that one change, I guess, which would be take the metal off the top floor windows.
On the east and west facades.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. And second? Someone second?
Second.
Okay. Can we get a roll call?
Commissioner Molinar?
Aye.
Commissioner Ballester?
Aye.
Commissioner Livingston?
Aye.
Commissioner Clark?
Aye.
Commissioner Sabinar?
Aye.
Chair Ward?
Aye. Well, congratulations. And as we said, best of luck.
Right. Yeah, great project.